So what do these John Carpenter style notes? This vibrating Urbano beat. And this silky R&B voice.
So in love. Something like Mike with a purple glove.
Have in common? Well, they're actually all products of the same mind, Gabriel Garzon Montano. His newest album, Aguita, is this eclectic offering that travels the globe in less than an hour, but he says it's more than a musical vacation. It's also a rebuke of an American culture that he says tries to classify everything.
You have the Grammys, the Latin Grammys, and then you have pop records, right? And then you have world music, which is literally just saying like us and them. It's very standoffish.
Gabriel and I caught up recently. He was laid back. I could see it in the Zoom call. He had his feet up. The curtains were drawn in his LA hotel room. He looked totally comfortable. But growing up in Brooklyn, New York, this son of Colombian and French immigrants says it took a while before he found that comfort as an artist and as a person, and that informed his art.
Speaking three languages gave my ear something that I can't quite describe to you. It shows up in my music as sometimes this like phonetic in-between language. And so then that the language thing gets into culture, then it gets into code switching because it gets into like the perception of what race you are, and then all of that informs your identity, right? And then that makes what the sounds you produce, I guess, as an artist. And yeah, you just start noticing how, yeah, being Colombian and French and how being first-generation American gives you then, at first, this stifling feeling that you don't belong anywhere, but then you realize that everybody's like that. And so that's why I'm so excited about this record, just because it just celebrates muttness, right? Which is really everybody in America has to mainstreamify their mestizaje, right? Their blend.
Well, it sounds like you've really come to peace with it, because I know in the past you've described being multicultural and feeling like you don't fit in, almost giving you the feeling of being a tourist wherever you were, and that you know, no one gives a tourist really a shot.
Maybe what I was trying to say without feeling too defeated was just that, you know, at that moment maybe I just felt a particular case of the ubiquitous imposter syndrome, you know? That feeling of, yeah, that eternal cultural tourism, it gangs up on you. Diferente la pinta, salpican gotita,
agüita, 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 agüita. Gabriel Garzon Montano looks right at home in this music video for the album's title track, Aguita. He's shirtless in almost every shot, and he's exuding the confidence of even the most established reggaeton artists, surrounded by wheelie-whipping motorcycles in city streets or the lush green leaves of a bamboo forest. He filmed the video in Colombia.
It was the only place to do it. I couldn't imagine a place to go in nature that I found more beautiful than the Gualual, which is literally the bamboo that grows out of water. One of the leaves of which is actually covering me.
It's basically all that's covering you.
It's the canopy. It's my umbrella.
Did you feel like a tourist in Colombia, or did you feel at home there?
No, I've been going there for a while, you know, like I just went out there and started like spending a month at a time, and I just started feeling way more peaceful in general. It was actually just connecting to Colombia that gave me access to these new feelings and these new, just discovering what was already there for me.
Do you feel that same sense of connection and when you're spending time in the U.S.?
Yeah, absolutely. But it's different, you know, it's with select people. There's not a lot of cultural agreements that bind any two strangers on the street. It's not as probable that's going to be the case as it is down there, right?
Gabriel's introspection on this album does not end with his identity. He also explores the love and the loss of his mother, who was a singer and a multi-instrumentalist like he is.
She helped me develop my ear a lot. I think there's so much of her in my connection to music, and I sound like her when I sing, and I really feel like I invoke her when I make music. And she loved music, played five instruments. I think she just passed down like a really serious love of music to me. She must have been jamming when I was in the womb, you know, She was, obviously. She was with Philip Glass and we went on tour. And just being around music all the time with her, I think just, I don't think you can separate it from the way I think about it or make it or hear it.
You have a song, Moonless, on this record about her death from cancer in 2006. Why was having that song on here important to you?
It's my first poem about her.
There's a woman in my sky, 17 when I learned to cry.
I'm 31 years old, and I was 17 when she left us. So I've been waiting to write a song that felt like it was mine, you know? It's amazing, and there's a real comedy to this, how some of the most important and like traumatic things that mark your time here, when you try to write them down as plainly and as truthfully as possible, they just sound so corny. And I think there's like a slow power to not falling into certain trappings of summarizing experiences, you know, of really like saying it your way. That when it's missing, it doesn't feel right to me. So yeah, it's just a natural thing to write about for me. But it wasn't for so long, and I think that this song is beautiful for that reason, because I arrived at it patiently, you know. It happened when I could write it.
What would she think of the song if you could play it for her?
Oh, she'd be like, it's beautiful. And then I'd be like, yeah, I stole it from Stravinsky. And then she'd be like, yeah, I know.
Gabriel, it's been a real pleasure talking to you. Best of luck with this album, and thanks for all the music you brought us.
Thanks for these joyful moments and this conversation, dude.
That's Gabriel Garzón Montano. His album, Agüita, is out now.